KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The State Department of Transportation announced last Friday that runway 1028 at the Nome Airport, the east-west runway, will close today at 10 a.m. for emergency repairs. This closure is expected to last through the first week of October. While the north-south runway is still operating, the closure may result in limited or delayed flights. So please check with your airline for updated information prior to travel. DOT Public Information Officer Meadow Bailey says safety is the DOT's top priority. Your patience is greatly appreciated as repairs are completed. Royal Dutch Shell says that after several setbacks, it no longer plans to try to drill deep enough to reach oil in exploratory wells off the coast of Alaska this year. The company was granted two exploratory drilling permits by the U.S. government after a long struggle with environmentalists who say seeking oil in the icy waters is too risky. Shell now says it is scaling back ambitions until next summer after one of its containment systems failed during a test. Earlier, the company delayed drilling due to ice flow movements. The company says that in the time remaining this season, it plans to drill shallow top holes for wells that may be further pursued in coming years. Shell is seeking oil in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. After receiving a $3 million grant this spring from the State of Alaska Department of Commerce, construction for a new public safety building in Unalakleet should begin as soon as the barges arrive next spring. Last Friday, the Unalakleet City Council awarded the design and build contract to Bethel Contractors, a subsidiary of the Bethel Native Corporation. The city of Unalakleet has an ordinance that allows the city to waive the competitive bid procedure. As discussed in the meeting, Councilmember Mitty Johnson says the city used the fast-track procurement policy when they contracted STG in the design and construction of the wind turbines a few years ago.
They've had good track records of getting things done quickly and with people working together. And I think in having a good partner like Bethel, we should be able to accomplish that.
Bethel Native Corporation's Chief Operating Officer Tom Kennedy attended last Friday's meeting and said the new public safety building in Unalakleet can be constructed by the end of the construction season next year. He spoke about the high points of hiring a company that does both design and construction.
What doesn't happen is that the architect doesn't design it, complete it, and then give it to us and we go estimate it. We're estimating every step of the way and saying, okay, if you want that type of metal roof, it's this much a square foot. Coming back to you, say, do you really want that, or do you want to apply your dollars maybe to get an extra bay or an extra office? So that's a kind of collaborative process that goes on with the side build.
When the city used the same procurement policy for the design and construction of the 6 wind turbines, the project took less than a year from funding to completion. The city of Unalakleet plans to seek additional funding from other sources to provide for a larger facility. The council spoke of the needs for 2 Alaska State Trooper offices, 3 village public safety offices, 2 temporary holding cells, a magistrate office with a deliberation area, a 2-car garage, and 1 bay for a fire truck. They also hope to place in there city administration offices and a longer-range holding facility. The Unalakleet City Council took public comment on how to spend the $200,000 mid-year Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation Community Benefit Share. They'll take comments until September 28th and plan to make a decision on that date. Alaska State Troopers say a 38-year-old Cordova man has died after falling during a goat hunt in the Prince William Sound area. Jay Hammerbacher was hunting in Wells Bay with a friend when he fell from a mountain Saturday. Troopers say Hammerbacher's hunting partner climbed over to check on him. He and another hunting party confirmed that Hammerbacher was dead. Because of high winds, troopers could not reach the body by helicopter on Saturday, and they were waiting for a break in the weather to retrieve Hammerbacher's body. A second major windstorm in less than 2 weeks is blowing in Alaska's largest city. But weather forecasters say its greatest intensity is mostly on higher higher elevations, where gusts were reported as high as 120 miles per hour. Chugach Electric reports outages are affecting as many as 6,000 customers between Anchorage and the northern Kenai Peninsula. The outages are known or suspected to be caused by fallen trees. Chugach says power has been restored for most. The National Weather Service says a flood warning has been issued for Chester Creek. And residents of Healy say they were without power for 6 hours Sunday as heavy winds hit the park's highway community north of Denali National Park. The power went out at about 10 a.m. and came back at about 4 p.m. yesterday. Winds also affected other areas of interior Alaska. The State Department of Transportation says multiple trees were knocked down along the Alaska Highway between Tok and Delta Junction. Crews were working to clear them, but travelers were warned that there could be delays Monday. Officials say the University of Alaska Fairbanks has been selected by the state to study techniques for processing rare earth minerals. The UAF Minerals Industry Research Laboratory received a $297,000 contract for the research. The goal is to identify the best techniques for processing rare minerals, as well as determine the best ways to handle waste rock. And a look at the price of gold this morning. Down $1.20 an ounce to $1,770.30. An ounce of silver is down 23 cents to $34.55. And a look at Alaska Flight 151. It landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 9:01 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:49. It is unofficially 38 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.